Trace Beaulieu is kind enough to join us. Of course, the Mads are back. They are doing a live stream event coming up tomorrow night, and he's kind enough to join us to talk about watching and ripping on Glenn or Glenda with Frank Conniff. Hey, Trace, how are you, my friend?
I'm great. How are you doing, Matt?
I'm doing well. I mean, we talked to you not that long ago, so I want to just get a check-in, first of all, on you and coronavirus world. How are things going? have you gone out more, or are you still kind of hunkering towards the house over on the east side?
Stay in, mostly. You'll find me at your Menards, your Lowe's, your Ace Hardware. I did the most intensive visit today. I went to the dentist.
Did you?
And, you know, everything's, you know, handled professionally, and you wash your hands and all that stuff. And so that was my big event. That was the dentist. And
so
now I have nothing to look forward to.
Except for
tomorrow night.
Well, you didn't wake. It's not like you woke up and you're like, where are my pants? You know, it wasn't one of those dentists, was it?
Oh, no. This was just cleaning.
Okay.
Just making sure all my teeth are there.
No, I'm grinding my teeth. I don't know about you, but I'm grinding my teeth right now.
Oh, at night, yeah. Well, you know, this is the age of grinding your teeth. You know, I'm surprised anyone has any teeth left.
That's not a lie. I'm not gonna disagree with you at any point there. Glenn or Glenda? We talked with Frank. Frank loves Glenn or Glenda. We talked to him last week. What does Glenn or Glenda, the classic film that you guys are riffing? This is one you guys have riffed quite a few times. And I should mention, this is going to be Tuesday. It's going to be at 7 o'clock local time. It's done through Eventbrite. We'll put the links up a little bit later on. Part of the proceeds go to the NAACP. Why Glenn or Glenda when you decided you're going to do your first live stream here?
Well, this was one of the first movies that we chose to do when Frank and I were on the road about 5 years ago, actually.
Mm-hmm.
We started doing this, and we had a gig in Denver, and we thought, well, let's do something topical. Let's do one of the, like, Reefer Madness or something like that, because it's certainly nail on head because everyone in Denver is smoking weed. and then we looked at that one, and it was it's made in the 30s. It's kind of dark and dank and not the dark and dank we like. So I said, well, what about Glenn or Glenda? We've done Plan 9 from Outer Space. Edward's other epic, and we thought, well, let's take a look at Glenn or Glenda. We hadn't seen it in about 30 years, and we really liked it, and the audiences respond to it, and it's, you know, I'm sure Frank covered the reasons why we like it, you
mm-hmm.
know. But, yeah, it's also maybe the most important reason is it's public domain, and we have like no budget for this. So all of those add into the bad math equation that gives us Glenn or Glenda.
Well, and it's interesting you bring this up because I watched a comedy bit this weekend. It was like 15 years ago. And the comedian was making jokes, which I said, I don't think they'd be able to get away with that today. And there's something about it, because Frank did mention Glenn or Glenda was so ahead of its time. It's an Ed Wood film. It's not a good film as far as quality of film. But, I mean, the topic, the discussion of sexual identity, he was so far ahead of any kind of mainstream discussion about this that it really is kind of impressive in this day and age where even in 10, 15 years, stuff doesn't age very well. For him to have actually touched on this topic years ago is pretty remarkable.
Well, and it's such a personal story. You know, he himself, he plays himself in the film, basically. But, yeah, it's such a personal story, and it's told with such heart that I think that's why the film has survived. And you can kind of, like, look beyond all the stuff that he had to stick into this movie to make it a quote-unquote exploitation film. There's stock footage from war movies. There's buffalo running around. There's some really bad medical advice. Somehow he stitches it all together. He takes this assemblage of junk and creates slightly more cohesive junk. But junk with heart.
How do you – off this, and we'll talk about more about this again in just a second here, but I wanted to ask you your thoughts in this day and age. when you talk about live streaming, and you guys are doing this now on the live stream, how do – I mean, there is a big problem. There's a lot of venues, music venues especially, concert venues, stand-up comedy venues, movie theaters, that the question is, the longer this goes on, whether or not they will reopen. Do you think we are seeing that fundamental shift? You and I have kind of alluded to this in the past, but is that really happening now? Do we feel as if even when things do get better, we hopefully get a vaccine before too long, that the change has happened and people are going to say, you know what, I'd rather do this from the comfort of my own home?
You know, I think there will always be a live venue somewhere for whatever people have the passion for. If it's stand-up comedy, someone's going to create a club. You know, the ones that exist now may not be back. You know, it's like restaurants. You know, it's the same thing. You know, something will fill that void, and it will be different. But I think maybe a benefit of this is doing it from home. We wouldn't probably be traveling even if there wasn't a big pandemic, even if it was a little pandemic. I mean, we're both old, for one. So, and Frank's, you know, got the heart. So, you know, I'm kind of enjoying that aspect of isolation. but I'm a hermit. You know, I see maybe one less person a week.
So you're getting it down. You're honing it down to getting that, you know, core two or three people, and I'm good.
Yeah, I don't even like looking in the mirror. That's too many people. You know, I feel claustrophobic in a hat.
As a man who has traveled this country and back and forth, and you've been in, you know, small venues, big venues, that's my biggest fear, is that the chains are going to survive. But it's these great standalone, independent concert halls, movie theaters, stages. For me, I think is my biggest concern is, will we only have chain entertainment outlets when this is all over?
Oh, boy. You know, there are good chains. The Alamo Draft House has been very good.
Oh, no. Yeah, they are very good.
But, yeah, I think it's sad because, you know, a lot of these theaters, you know, they're not funded with millions and millions and millions of dollars. It's like you say, it's the independent people that offer something very special, you know, in that world, like the independent film theaters that we've played across the country. You know, if that went away, that would be a tragedy. Mm-hmm. I don't think they will. I think, you know, some people may drop out, but other people will take their place. And I'm optimistic about that.
When I was up north, I was in Virginia, and I was on the main strip there on Chestnut Street in Virginia. There's the Mako Theater, and I'll never forget seeing The Empire Strikes Back in that place. Not only because it was The Empire Strikes Back, but this was one of these old style, you know, kind of, they had totem poles up the side as you went down. They were, you know, carved totem poles in the walls, and the entire roof, the ceiling was decorated out. And it was truly a throwback kind of theater at that point, and, you know, a bit racially insensitive in 1981. But still, it was kind of one of those things where the going in there, it was such an experience. And, you know, you've probably seen just some brilliant theaters that are just standalone old classic theaters that are still going in this country.
Oh, absolutely. The whole Midwest, you know, almost every city, Kansas City and Omaha, and everybody had a great, like an Orpheum, you know, quality theater. And they were starting to restore. Some got fully restored. We've seen some partially in the works of, you know, trying to get money to bring them back. And they're absolutely stunning buildings. It would be sad if those we lost those. You know, we lose so much good architecture anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But those buildings are magic. I don't like seeing theaters go away. There's ghosts in them, and you know, there's a patina of age, and you know, it's like. I was looking at the Cooper Theater. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
Were you here for the Cooper Theater?
Oh, yeah. I saw yeah. Dragnet was the Tom Hanks, Dan Aykroyd version of Dragnet was the last movie I saw at the Cooper.
Oh, man. I saw Lawrence of Arabia, I think.
Wow.
They got it in 70 millimeter.
Wow.
But they have to survive. Someone has to keep those going, because that's part of our history.
Oh, you could go through. I mean, the South Town. Remember the old South Town Theater? That was a pretty good one.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I used to ride my bike out there.
Yeah, the South Town and the Boulevard. And you're right. And I think that's, you know, you bring up the other element of it, the architectural element. You know, I live in Hopkins, and there's the old Opera House there. I mean, as you said, I mean, at one point there were these kind of – that was something that got built with the school and with the government center. We need to build a center for the arts so that we can bring arts on in. And these movie theaters, especially the ones that were built in the 1920s and 30s, as we lose more of them and they kind of get torn down or they get, you know, repurposed in some capacity, the loss on not just the entertainment element of it, but also on the architectural is truly great. I mean, it's nice when you go up to a town like Ely and you can see someone's bought the old theater and they've revitalized it.
Yes, yes. There's so many great little small towns in Minnesota that have some great venues. Red Wing has a great theater. But yeah, it'll be preserved. I hope it will. Mm. I'm optimistic.
I will say this. Do you feel like, I mean, you got your first live stream tomorrow. This goes well. Are you guys, have you already discussed possibly doing more live streams down the line?
Yeah, we're going to tease, I think, the next one, barring any, like, major disaster, for next month.
Okay.
So we'll see how the response is. So far, ticket sales have been great. See a lot of familiar names on the attendee lists, which is great to see. We have such great fan base. Everyone who's involved in Mystery Science, you know, Riff Trax and Joel's thing and our thing, and the fans have been so kind to us over the years that if this is us giving back, even in the slightest, even though you have to pay $10. That's all we can do is charge you. That's our appreciation over the years.
Well, and you should mention that part of the proceeds actually go help the NAACP.
Yes. Actually, we're trying to do some good stuff, too, even though we're goofing around. I think it's important to give, you know, to whichever foundation you find worthy, and especially now, because everyone's struggling. It's amazing time. We're living in amazing times.
Oh, my God. Well, no, I'm going to say it. I'll be blunt. We're living in depressing times. That's why what you guys are doing is so needed right now. The ability for a Tuesday night to be able to turn off the news, turn off all this stuff, turn you guys on. How long is Glenn and Glenn? Is that 90 or is it about 2 hours?
Well, the one we've been doing, the version we've been doing on the road is about 70 minutes, something like that. But we've been rehearsing this version. This is actually the 25th anniversary edition, which, what does that make it, like 78 or something like that? So there's extra – this is like restoring – this is like Apocalypse Now Redux with the French plantation sequence put back in. So you'll see some things if you're familiar with this film from us doing it on the road – there's some new highlights in here.
Yes.
I don't say it's helped the film, but you're getting more for your money.
Let's clarify this. This is like thank God. By the way, thank God Apocalypse Now, that movie, that's all it needed was more length. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's a great film. It's a great film, but still, my gosh, pack a lunch.
Yeah. I love that movie, but it's like, you know, what are you trying to simulate? How they made the war longer?
It's shot in real time.
Yeah.
If you do this, I got to tell you, considering the debate's going on in this state right now, if you do your next live stream, you guys got to do one of the great shorts on school, because I can just, yeah, I think you're going to have a feast of jokes ready to go there with, here comes Betsy DeVos, off we go.
Oh, you know, we have one in our repertoire that's, it was actually made in Texas. That's a group of school children are being taught how to listen, and so the teacher turns the classroom into plush ears, and she turns into a big mouth, and that's how they explain how to listen.
Dear Lord. All right. Well, I'll look forward to that on the upcoming live streams. I've got a few people asking some technical questions. I'm going to tell you what. Go to Eventbrite.com, Eventbrite, B-R-I-T-E.com. Look for the Mads Are Back, the live movie riffing of Glenn or Glenda. It's tomorrow. They'll have all the information there. It's $10. Proceeds help go help at the NAACP. Trace and Frank going to be there tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Central Time, 7 p.m. And like I said, any technical questions, they should be able to answer for you over at Eventbrite. Trace, thank you much. All my best on this. I hope you guys are live streaming once a week, because I think in this day and age, we're going to need it.
Oh, thank you so much, Matt. And thank you again for helping us get the word out. You've been a big booster, and we appreciate it very much.
My pleasure. No, it's truly, you guys are brilliant, and anything I can do to help you guys out, by all means. Trace Beaulieu, once again, Trace, Frank Conniff, they're going to be, the Mads Are Back tomorrow night, Glenn or Glenda. I'll link everything a little bit later on. We'll spotlight this interview as well. Thanks, Trace. We'll take a break. Come on back. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.